a poly relationship, I talk about it more as polyamory. So that's what I call it. Like, that's the full term. And so that's being polyamory is being in love with more than one person or having the ability to love more than one person in a kind of romantic sense. So being in a poly relationship just means being in a kind of romantic relationship with more than one person.
Can it look differently dependent on the person or the relationship that you are in? You know, there's different things like triad or a V and stuff as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we're talking about polyamory and poly relationships, we kind of talk about polycules. So a polycule is describes kind of the network of the poly relationship and how everyone's kind of joined together. Whether it be two people may not necessarily have direct interaction with one another, but they may have it with a single person, like you said, in a triad. I mean, with monogamous relationships, that's just a dyad. So that's just the two of them. But yeah, every one of them looks vastly different. You've got different forms of polyamory, whether you're talking about hierarchical polyamory or egalitarian polyamory, which is all to do with, again, how each of those kind of relationship structures exist, and kind of the boundary set between each of those people.
People might, you know, more know of the term thruple. Is that a polyamory relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly it. I think a throuple is very much so kind of a closed polyamorous relationship. So when you're talking about a throuple, you're talking about very much so what we call more of a kind of monogamous polyamorous relationship where those three people are kind of joined together and they only date those three people. For even that to exist, you have to kind of have a lot more open communication between all of those three people. And you have to do a lot of relationship work about how it is that you feel emotionally and with regards to kind of jealousy and stuff like that. So once you've kind of got all of that out of the way and you've kind of set a new level, that's when a lot of people realize that, oh, a throuple is very much so like limiting it to the same as, you know, monogamy or the same as, you know, a closed two-person relationship. Why does that necessarily need to exist? And that's when it kind of opens up to a broader form of polyamory.
What are the common misconceptions that you find yourself having to dispel all the time, James?
So, an open relationship, for example, is a form of polyamory, but it's not one that I personally perform. It's very much so kind of more towards the sexual side of things where people just kind of allow them to sleep with each other. So they sleep with broader groups and they don't necessarily need to discuss it. And I think that's what a lot of kind of the poly community gets brushed with, just that, oh, it means that you guys are able to go out there and just sleep with whoever you want to do. Whereas it's actually much more kind of intimate and intense than that, because it's very much so it's about relationship building. Anyone can just sleep with a large group of people, but to date multiple people takes a lot more work. Like any relationship takes work. It's very much so you care about these people and it's more than a friendship. It's about building, you know, long-lasting relationships with them.
Can it get complicated then?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. I think all relationships are hard and they're hard work and they should be, because good things require, you know, sacrifice and require commitment and they require all of those kind of things. But it means it's going to have complications. And having a two-person relationship has complications. And then when you involve a third or a fourth or any sort of things like that, it becomes an extra layer of complexity. I think the largest thing that I've learned is that it's very much so all about communication. It's about making sure that everyone understands how each other is feeling, what their own kind of boundaries are, and then kind of being open to discussing why they feel like that, why their boundaries are that. Not necessarily pushing against that, but kind of looking more at the root of where those feelings are, rather than just being like, hey, I don't like you seeing that person, end of story. It's very much so more, hey, I'm feeling weird about how much you're hanging out with this person, and then discussing where that comes from and how you can make each other feel better about that.
What would describe then infidelity when you are in a
Yeah,
polyamorous?
absolutely. It's very, a polyamorous relationship is what I personally call ethical non-monogamy. So it's all about communication. So in my relationship, for example, it's very much so about discussing, hey, I like this person. I'm thinking about going on a date with this person. How do you feel about that person? That's kind of what makes it ethical. Open relationships are not non-ethical. With a lot of those kind of relationships, it's very much so that we don't need to discuss anything. It's you sleep with whoever you want to sleep with, I'll sleep with whoever I want to sleep with. And at the end of the day, they come back together again, which is a form of polyamory. And it's a very valid form as well.
I'm Jess Naunton, and today on Risky Business, you're hearing from Townsville man James, and we're learning a little bit more about what exactly is a polyamorous relationship. When you tell people, or when you came out with your partner and disclosed to people that you're in a poly relationship, did you ever have any weird reactions, James, or how do people typically react?
It is a weird thing to come out as. It's very much so like I came out as a gay man when I was in a teenager. So I've been doing that for decades. I'm like, yeah, this is fine. It's something you do every day. It's very, very normal. Whereas being a polyamorous gay man, kind of, it adds an extra layer. It adds an extra level of minority. You're like, and then you have a lot of people who don't necessarily know what that means. And you see a lot on the media of just, oh, it means that they're sleeping around a lot. Gay men especially have a kind of hit the stereotype with, oh, they can't commit to each other. And very much so not the case with my partner and I. We're married for a few years now, as long as it was legal. We've been together 17 years. It's very much so committed, and I couldn't imagine a life without him. But it's very much so that we don't see each other as parts of a puzzle. We see each other and our relationship as growing and changing and evolving. And it's explaining that to people. And especially when it's coming out as something that you do in, you know, kind of just by saying something, passing by, you don't necessarily have the time to go, oh, you know, I'm polyamorous. Oh, by the way, this is what this means. Also, there are so many different forms of polyamory. So explaining what your form of polyamory is also another layer of being like, how long do we have?
What would you say are the benefits of being in a polyamorous relationship, do you feel?
One person is not your everything, and I don't think one person can or should be your everything. It's all about having different people who do different things for you, whether it be emotionally, whether it be your hobbies, whether it be just different parts of your lives that you're able to share with different people.
Why do you think we care so much about other people's relationships? Should we not just focus on that ensuring people are just loved in general?
It's very much so a societal thing, and it comes back from a societal thing. It goes back to capitalism. Our society is set up for couples. So it means that society, it makes it very, very difficult for people who are single, and it makes it very difficult for people who are in poly relationships because it's they already have a this is what works and this is how everyone's going to do it. So it means that anything that's outside of that box is much more difficult when it comes to looking at those kind of relationships. In saying that, we already have totally different kind of family structures all throughout history and through different cultures. Like we have different family structures already existing. It's just when we look at it with a romantic side, people are like, I don't quite understand that. And I think it's just going to take a little bit of time for the kind of societal mindset to catch up to it. We have TV shows on Netflix about it, and it's even in mainstream things like Gossip Girl. It's just very much so. It's part of the kind of media landscape. And I think that's what's going to really help it so that people can look at it and say, oh, I understand that. It's not too weird. And then when people like me have to come out again and again and again, they go, oh, yeah, I have a frame of reference for that.